are going to talk about the growing popularity of Hillary Clinton during this half hour. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:36 on this Friday, April the 20th. Hillary Clinton has been in the news a lot lately, and a new poll is out showing her as the leading Democrat for a presidential as a presidential contender in 2016. And she keeps on getting asked if she will consider running for vice president with President Obama this year, that she would replacing Joe Biden on the ticket if the president asked her. And in fact, Wolf Blitzer on CNN asked Secretary of State Clinton that same question again yesterday. And here's what she said.
That is not going to happen. That's like saying if the Olympic Committee called you up and said, are you ready to run the marathon, would you accept? Well, it's not going to happen.
So what do you think about Hillary Clinton and why she's suddenly so cool these days? So there's an internet phenomenon known as, a text from Hillary. That's getting a lot of popularity. There were photos of her celebrating in Colombia this week. What's going on here? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Georgia Durst-Lotti, professor of political science at Beloit College. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Hillary Clinton is cool these days. She's got the text from Hillary phenomenon going on. Maureen Dowd had a column celebrating how cool she is. Those photos from Colombia showing her having a good time. What do you think?
It's quite remarkable and very refreshing.
Refreshing in terms of nice to have a positive coverage rather than negative coverage?
Right, that a strong, capable woman is cool. Someone who's not just, a celebrity who sings well or goes out to parties as her main occupation, but somebody who seriously contributes to the world and is not seen as the B word, but instead is seen as someone that young people are pretty enthusiastic about right now.
Yeah, and also there's this poll out showing her way ahead of every other Democrat being mentioned in connection with the 2016 presidential race.
And that comes after some last fall, September or so, where she was by far the most popular person in national politics.
Well, what do you make of this change in perception of Hillary Clinton? One columnist called it the resurrection of Hillary Clinton.
Maybe we have another comeback kid, huh?
Yeah.
No, seriously, I think there are several things happening. Number one, she was a true class act when she stepped aside last election cycle, and she became a real team player, and then she took the Secretary of State job and has, by all appearances, done a fabulous job with it. I mean, she clearly is everywhere. One of the Tumblr memes what are you doing? I'm running the world. Mm-hmm. She is so many places doing so much that it really does look like she's running the world. And she's in the news all the time, and almost all of it is popular with Americans, at least, by the kinds of stances that she's taking. So, you know, she's a class act. She's out there. She's doing good things in the world. And those are two really important pieces of it. I think another piece really does have to do with her seeming to have a sense of humor in this round, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it wasn't an official statement. It just came from her. It would have been actually kind of inappropriate to have an official comment on it. So I think she handled it really well. And then to show that she has her own sense of humor is a good thing, and then that she can let her hair down from the scrunchie, maybe.
Right.
These are all things that play well. And then I would just say, We don't have the Republican machine just beating on her right now.
Well, I suppose that makes a difference, too. We do have her being asked right and left, though, about this rumor that won't go away, that somehow President Obama is going to want to replace Joe Biden on the ticket and have Hillary Clinton there instead. What do you make of that rumor, and would there be any possibility of that happening?
I think it would be highly unlikely. There's the problem that it would look like Obama was somehow desperate if he did that. Mm-hmm. That, you know, he looked like he was going to lose, and so he did a game changer. And there, you know, she would compete with him in ways that Biden doesn't. You don't really want a vice president competing with you as president, just in terms of popularity and presence and the like. So Robert Reich is the one I heard say it first. And he, of course, came from the Clinton administration. So I think it's fun for the media to speculate. I mean, we're speculating about it, and it's fun. So I think that's a big part of it. It's something to talk about. I heard Bill say a while ago that she'd rather, become a grandmother who could dote on a grandchild than be president. And I think there's some truth to that. I think that, in fact, being in the high-profile, high-stress job that she's been in for the past 4 years would work against it. However, the one way I could see it happening is if she steps down as Secretary of State and takes some time to just regroup and recoup and breathe a little bit, then she could actually run for president from an unemployed situation, if you will, rather than having to try to hold down a governorship or a Senate seat or some other real job while she did the full-time job of being a candidate. And that would give her some time to rest. I mean, it is a grueling job flying across time zones as she does. That Secretary of State job in contemporary world is just an absolutely grueling job. And so I don't think she would do this without taking a break. It just would be humanly impossible.
Yeah, Wolf Blitzer was also pressing her on whether she'd run for 2016, and then when she really wouldn't answer or was deflecting that, he asked Leon Panetta what he thought. And then Leon Panetta said, well, you know, she's a great leader. She'll continue to be a great leader, and I expect her to be a great leader in the future. So just leaving that, at least he left with the hint that it was still possible.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, running for president from the position of vice president does not prove to be a good move in recent election cycles. So, you know, in the last 40 years, running from that slot is not exactly a strong suit. So we had H.W. Bush, but he was a one-term president. So that, you know, it would not be a good political move if she wants to be president to take on the vice presidency.
We're talking with Georgia Derslotty, professor of political science at Beloit College. We are talking with her about what some are calling the resurrection of Hillary Clinton, that she is really growing in popularity, that there's a renewed popularity in the polls, showing her as the leading Democrat being mentioned to run for president in 2016. She is an internet phenomenon with the texts from Hillary meme that's going around and much more. And we're wondering what you think. We're talking about whether we will see Secretary of State Hillary Clinton doing something else in the future. Hillary Clinton in 2016, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking our weather forecast for today, decreasing clouds this morning, turning mostly sunny and cool this afternoon. Highs will be between 45 and 52 degrees. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 13 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Friday, April the 20th. Coming up after 8 o'clock, it's our Week in Review. We'll have two guests from different viewpoints talking about the top state, national, and international news stories of the week coming up in our Week in Review after 8. And remember, you'll have another opportunity to talk about the news of the week during your Views on the News after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Jean Purcell in for Ben Marins today for your Views on the News after 4. We are talking with a guest who we sometimes talk to during our Week in Review programs, Georgia Durst-Lotti, who is a professor of political science at Beloit College. And I know she's done a lot of research on Hillary Clinton as well. And we wanted to talk about why we are seeing so much of so much positive news coverage of Hillary Clinton in the news just in the recent weeks. And a new poll that's out that shows that she is the leading contender to run for president in 2016. 57% supported her for president in 2016. Vice President Joe Biden was second. So do you think she's a serious presidential candidate or contender for 2016? What do you think about these rumors that perhaps President Obama should pick her to be his running mate for the 2012 election? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. What is your impression these days of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton? Is she someone you view as favorable or unfavorable? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And of course, Professor Durst-Lotti, Hillary Clinton is not running for anything right now, and so therefore maybe she can be the popular subject of internet memes and coverage and photos. If you're running for office, things usually get a little nastier.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. If she had the Republican attack machine pounding on her, it would have been much harder Tumblr to be received without torrents of negative criticism, and it really seems like this whole thing was done out of respect. I mean, the positioning of what these two young men did was, it was really funny, and it was done respectfully, kind of what we all think she must be thinking given her experience and talent. And there's more things happening here. I mean, this has humanized her, and several events around her performance as Secretary of State and just in life have humanized her since the 2008 election. The fact that she's out partying, one of the Tumblr slides is on her advice to Mitt Romney, and the answer is drink.
But, speaking of drinking, while there was some positive coverage of her in Colombia celebrating the birthday of one of her staff members, I believe, she was drinking a beer, and there's photographs of her drinking a beer and dancing. I think it was the New York Post that said put those pictures on the front page with swillery as the headline, saying that this was inappropriate and embarrassing that our Secretary of State was out whooping it up.
Yeah, we'll see exactly now. The Post would be in concert with the Republican attack machine, and that would be a tiny taste of what would happen if she were really more in the partisan eye than she is right now.
Did you see anything wrong with her doing that?
I think that it's absolutely appropriate for a boss to celebrate a person, mm-hmm. staff person. But, if she were falling down drunk, it would not have been good. She was a dancer in her youth. I'm sure she had fun, and I'm sure she doesn't get out to dance very often. So I don't see any problem with it. But again, it would have been a challenge if she had been in partisan eye a little bit more. You know, if I could, there's just one more thing that I think is happening here. Nobody's afraid of Bill anymore relative to Hillary.
What do you mean, afraid of him?
In 2008, Bill's efforts to help Hillary actually overshadowed her and put her in a light that suggested she wasn't as good as him. So whatever he was trying to do, his actions tended to overshadow her and really come off as showing her as weaker than he is. He has pulled back. He's done a fabulous job with his foundation and his work, and he is not poking around in the partisan public eye very much right now. And so she has had an opportunity to shine for 4 years with him out of the political eye and into the nonprofit eye. And that really positions her differently vis-a-vis Bill. He's been gone from the presidency longer. He's faded from, you know, much of the mind of, you know, what kind of powerful president he was or could be, and how could he possibly be just a spouse. So all of those things have really contributed to her reputation independent of his.
Pat in Milwaukee is our first caller. Hello, Pat.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I got in on this, and I know it was something to the effect of Hillary Clinton and is her popularity gaining? Is that that's what I assumed that they were talking about. And
yes, that's what we're talking about. What is it that, Pat?
Yeah, I'm in Milwaukee, and I read, you know, the local paper. I don't get too much to, like, the New York Times and that, but I haven't seen anything that seems to speak to that I can see. Grave concerns. I mean, I'm all for a female president, vice president, but I have grave concerns about her running and her policies and what she stands for.
Well, what is a grave concern?
Grave concerns in terms of her interest in the business side of things and working with the energy companies in Europe and trying to buy in and monopolize their energy companies. And I know that's happened in Arkansas, here in the United States. And the fact that she also is, you know, wife to a man who started globalization in our country. And I'm very uncomfortable with her representing the Democratic Party because it's more of this whole big business idea. And it's, quite frankly, it's scary. And people don't have the eyes open to what's truly going on in this country. And they should really look behind what she is about, not only on her government, on the government side, but on her personal side, because I think it would really wake people up to what's going on in this country. We're not going in the right direction.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. So someone very concerned about her policies and apparently ties with business and globalization. That doesn't sound necessarily like a conservative who's opposed to her, Professor Draslotti.
No, it sounds more like someone from the left attacking the liberal. I think it is a far stretch to suggest that even the President of the United States could start globalization. I assure you, I was in Southeast Asia in the early 90s, and Bill Clinton wouldn't have had time to start globalization yet, and it was everywhere. I was shocked since it had changed. I'd changed since I was there in the mid-70s. In terms of monopolize, I don't know what she was talking about in terms of monopolizing
the energy companies in Arkansas or something, and she thinks she'd do it. But in any case, Pat, thank you for the call. We are talking about Hillary Clinton in part because of her renewed popularity and a new poll out this week showing her as the leading Democrat to run for president in 2016. Ronaldo in Black River Falls. Hello, Ronaldo.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm a registered Republican. I am from Chicago, or just south of Chicago. My view is I think Hillary Clinton should run in 2016. The reason why is because I think she's more qualified than the president they got now, and I would think that Hillary Clinton would bring the country together. I think she's handled herself quite professionally in the international arena, but the president that I cannot support this president that's in the office now. I would consider voting for her, that it would matter on the vice president that she'd have run on the ticket with her. But I do think that she could bring the country together, and I think that's the mistake that the Democrats are not doing, is they're separating the country right now.
All right. Thank you, Ronaldo. Says he's a Republican who would consider voting for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Do you buy that, Professor Drislotti?
It's possible. There are lots of folks in the middle. We misread American politics when we concentrate only on those who are in national office. There we have this great divide, and if you looked at the graph, there'd be a blip on the right for Republicans and a blip on the left for the Democrats and nobody in the middle. But if you look at voters, the voters are much more in the middle. So it's quite possible that Ronaldo would do this. The one thing I can say about Hillary bringing the country together, if you look at women who have led countries in the world, and there are actually quite a few now, they often do precisely that. They bring the country together. Now, in earlier decades, this has been seen as, well, they do this because they're not powerful. They do this because the men around them let them do this. But there are many, many examples of women doing exactly that, of bringing the two sides to the table, having them talk. It is more of the role we ascribe to women in the world, so it is not impossible to note this. I just fear, however, Ronaldo, that it would be very difficult to do in the current political environment, although she might be able to do it better than some others, yeah, because perhaps people like you wouldn't attack so much as you are with Obama.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time, but we will, I'm sure, be talking more about Hillary Clinton in the future. Don't you think so, Georgia Drislotti?
I think it would be great fun.
All right. Thanks very much. Georgia Drislotti, professor of political science at Beloit College. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Amanda Magnus for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.